Indie Prime, yes, Indie Prime, on Indie Live Radio. Indie Prime, yes, Indie Prime, on Indie Live Radio.
Right, here we are at the start of the rally for the National Rally at George Square. And with me is the digital editor of the National, Stephen.
How you doing? I'm very well, thank you.
What are your expectations for today?
Honestly, I don't know. I mean, so obviously we're monitoring like social media, you know, it says a couple of thousand people coming in Facebook, but it's the first time Nicola Sturgeon's ever spoken at one of these rallies since she became First Minister. So then the expectations are pretty high that the turnout is going to be, let's say, substantially higher than a couple of thousand. And given that we're now, what, still an hour away from kicking off, and there's already enough people here so that you can't quite see through them yet.
Yep.
I think by the time Nicola Sturgeon takes the stage, or even Mary Black in 1 hour from now, we're going to be seeing really good numbers. And, I mean, who can blame them? This is actually a pretty big deal, given how these rallies in George Square and other places have tended to go on. Sometimes it's been missing voices like Nicola Sturgeon's. So it's pretty exciting that she's going to be taking the stage today.
It's been a great coup for the National to organise this event in George Square. Some people feel it maybe should have been arranged for Glasgow Green because of the expectation of numbers. Because if you think 200,000 came to Edinburgh, I've heard of people coming down from Peterhead, from Stornoway, from the borders, they're all piling in on Glasgow. I think it's going to be mobbed.
Well, I mean, if we can shut down George Square with the amount of people we've got here, that would be something.
Yeah,
absolutely, and it is great that the National are doing it, and I think it's something the National's going to be looking at, you know, kind of going forward. The National's always wanted to be kind of involved in the campaigning for independence, obviously, given that it's the only newspaper that backs it, and we have these kind of campaigns going on. Hopefully this will be the first rally, I'll say, of many. Hopefully not many, because ideally we'll have gotten independence before too long, so we don't need to keep doing this.
Well, we're hoping the next general election is going to be the last one for Scotland.
That would be nice. The final UK general election is a really good way of looking at it, and that would be absolutely a result.
You're a digital editor for the National. Could you give us a bit more information on the work that you do?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'd say the National is actually quite a unique paper in the sense that we've got a really engaged group of people. I mean, if anyone's involved or been online who has an interest in independence, you know, it's got a lively community. And so the National is the exact same. We've got incredibly strong groups of people who want to kind of like engage with the content that we put out there and be involved with the paper. And, you know, I've personally always seen the National as kind of being like, well, I mean, it is the newspaper of the independence movement, but being a little bit more than that, but it kind of being a bit of like collective ownership with the Yes movement itself, and it always feels like the online community reflects that quite strongly in how it tends to interact with the paper, how it shares stuff out from the paper, how people are always really keen to get involved online. That's why we get really good response with anything on Facebook, on Twitter, any other ways which we're kind of expanding out. Obviously we've got more video content coming out from the fantastic Sarah Mackey. She's been doing some great stuff for us. I've been doing some more video content myself as well. Like, I think we're in a really good place right now to keep expanding what we can do digitally. So, yeah, we're keeping that going forward.
It was really good on that recent television series. Was it the press?
Oh, the papers.
Because of the papers. Because you got some really good score points in that because of raging ahead as far as the digital subscribers were concerned.
Absolutely, Although in saying that, I also I really enjoyed I think one of the very few shots in it that I'm in, which is just me like banging on a keyboard and then a National tweet popping up with just the word shambles, which I feel like describes a lot of my job. A lot of time online is just like, this is a shambles. Looking at the state of the UK right now, it is. So they kind of got that spot on. That was quite fun. But no, it was. I think the paper came out really well in it as well, especially given that so much of the theme of the paper was around cuts about journalism being defunded in a lot of areas. Like, it kind of showed that, I think, being Scotland's only pro-independence newspaper, people want to hear that perspective, and they're not really getting it from anywhere else.
Absolutely.
So it makes sense that people want to engage with what we've got going out there, you know?
We've got a great lineup of speakers today.
Yes, we absolutely do. Obviously, Nicola Sturgeon speaking as First Minister for the first time. But Mary Black as well. I mean, who doesn't love Mary Black? So that's really sound. We look forward to hearing her speak. Patrick Harvey too, from the Greens. And Maggie Chapman, who was with the Greens, but is now with the Scottish Independence Convention.
Yeah.
I look forward to hearing her as well.
Yeah.
Real variety of folk.
Yeah.
And across quite a lot of, I guess, the independence spectrum.
Yeah.
So that's nice. And yeah, I know a few people talked about some voices that aren't here, but I mean, I'd like to see more people with that involved in the future as well. Like, I don't want this to be a one-off thing. You know, the independence movement is broad. It's got a lot of voices in it. Yep. It's about who can you platform at any given moment, you know,
yep.
and keeping that momentum behind us as a broad yes movement. Yep. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to hearing everyone speak today, and
absolutely.
I'm sure other people are going to enjoy that as well.
I think that's the Sir Albert Piper's arrived as well.
Yeah, we've got some Pipers, I think. This is brought together so quickly by Richard that even just being in the office, you just hear wee snippets every now and then, like,
yeah.
oh, this person's speaking, there's a pipe band. It's like, all right, cool. I guess we'll just sort of see how it goes on the day and who's here. So, yeah, the Pipers are here. It's been folk here since, like, 8 a.m., I've been told.
Yes, no, like, I could see us on the Independence Live live stream.
Mm.
See people really early.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
great. So, Stephen Payton, thanks very much indeed.
Yeah,
great
no worries.
To catch up with you.
Thank you, and great to chat with you as well.
Cheers and out. Next guest is Callum Bird, who's editor of the National. What's your thoughts on this event, how it's building up?
Oh, do you know, we've not slept in days worrying about this, worrying about every kind of single thing that could go wrong. The one thing we're confident about was that everybody was going to turn up, because we knew that. But, you know, we've been having kind of nightmares about the mic cutting off in Nicola Sturgeon's speech and things like that.
Yeah.
We've never organised an event before. You know, we've done national roadshows in kind of town halls and villages and things like that, but we've never organised anything like this. But we thought everyone wants to see the First Minister at an independence event, right? And we thought, well, we're going to be the ones that can make that happen. And we very much believe that the national newspaper isn't just a newspaper which, you know, comes into your house every day and you read the content. It's the beating heart of our independence movement. And that means that if we've got the resources to pull off something like this, you know, we've got the marketing department, we've got events teams and all that kind of stuff that work for our company, then we'll do that. And hopefully this will be a massive success. People will sign up to us, they'll back us, and then after that, we might do another one. I don't know.
I'm not going to interrupt you like Paul, so
it's okay.
But I'll say, you know, what's your thoughts about Laura Koonsberg confusing this with an SNP rally?
Oh, you know, the SNP have been very good by helping us promote the rally, but we're working with them. But we've got Green speakers, we've got someone from the Independence Convention. It's been the Scottish Independence Foundation has helped us put this on. I've seen there's some presence in the square from the CND and the Socialists as well.
Yeah.
You know, this is an indie event. See if you look out across the crowd, it's not SNP flags you see.
No,
it's Soul Tires, it's Yes Banners, it's a broad movement, and, you know, people often confuse, people particularly in London, confuse the SNP with the independence movement, but today is about proving that that isn't the case.
Yeah, proving it. Well, you're doing a great job with the National, and certainly up pumping it out all the time as far as the Independence Live Radio is concerned, and encouraging people to purchase.
Yeah,
that's right. How's the subscriptions going with your targets that you're trying to reach?
Really good. You know, I think we're probably about maybe 4 or 5 months ahead of where we wanted to be.
Good.
We had a quieter October. I think people were getting a bit kind of scunnered with the whole Brexit thing, but now that we're in an election campaign, we're starting to see those subscriptions pick up again, and we really hope that people will back us. We've got a couple of really nice ideas for incentives to try and drive people to sign up for the end of the year. But the message that I would say to people is, you know, support us, back us, and we'll support you, and we'll help you win in DRF2.
Yeah. Because you see more and more in the shops that you actually see in the National on display, not hidden away.
Yeah, well, the thing is that the National's on the up. We are selling more papers than we were this time last year. All the other newspapers are coming down. So we have taken a bigger percentage of the market. And that's because, you know, there's an appetite for a pro-independence newspaper. But I keep stressing this. People need to back us. They need to sign up to subscribe. This is the kind of thing that we can do. Imagine what we could do in the middle of a referendum campaign.
Yep. Super. Callum, thanks very much indeed
no
for your time.
Thanks a lot. Cheers.
With me now is probably one of the furthest travelled for the rally today. It's Cathy Hannaway from Outer Hebrides for Independence. Hello, Cathy.
Hi, Ray. How are you today?
Good to see you. So what inspired you to come make the journey?
Well, I thought to myself, Indy is definitely coming. It's just round the corner, and there's never going to be another day like this one in the square. So I thought, I'm going to be there.
Yeah.
I'm going to be there for this, probably the last one of these kind of days.
Yeah.
So I thought, no, I'm coming. That's it.
Absolutely worthwhile.
Yeah.
And you've organised another March for Independence in Stornoway for this year.
We're partway through organising it at the moment. We're working on accommodation and so on for We're going to have Sir Albert Pipe Bands again, and we're working on who we're going to have as speakers again. So yeah, it's all very definitely and quite into the planning.
Yeah. Super, Cathy. Great to see you.
Okay, have a great day. You, Ray. Okay, bye.
I'm there with Steve Callaghan. Steve, you'll be very big behind the scenes for Independence Live and Independence Live Radio.
Well, I got a shout out from Kevin Gibney on Twitter, probably around March this time, and they were looking just for somebody to help with websites. And I've got a background in basically programming, WordPress and things like that. So from there, it grew arms and legs, as these things tend to do. So I first started helping out with the website, then more helping with scheduling with the radio podcasts, scheduling podcasts, and basically helping with odds and ends behind the scenes.
Yeah.
And say to anybody who's listening to this podcast, if you're at all techie, or if you've got any spare time and you want to help out with the movement, to give us a shout out on Twitter.
Absolutely.
And we can give you some training, all the help you need to help us to help the movement.
Absolutely. And what are you doing here today?
I'm basically here just to be another body, to make up the numbers. But I'm also, I want to hear what Nicola's got to say about the date, about the plan, the vision. And also I thought it's a good chance to meet up with a lot of people that I usually, my contact with them is usually virtual, through Twitter and Facebook and all that kind of thing. So I thought I'd come down a bit early just to have some real human interaction.
Great
with,
stuff.
With a team that I usually work with quite remotely. Because I'm in Argyll.
Yep.
As you know, Indie Live Radio is in Glasgow based, but we're...
Well, it reaches throughout the world.
But it reaches everywhere, yeah. And
but we need voices from all over Scotland to come and contribute to the station, have a programme,
and
do a podcast.
We have done. We've done basically the corner everywhere, from all reaches in Scotland.
Yeah, super. Yeah. Steve, have a great day. Thanks very much indeed.
Thanks, Ray.
My next guest is Mike Russell. Mike, what's your expectations for today?
Oh, I think there's very high expectations today, and looking around me with all the flags and people gathering already with a bit of time to go, I think this is going to be a really exciting day. And although it wasn't planned to be the sort of launch of an election campaign, I think also it'll focus people's minds on what the real choice is, and I know we'll hear that from Nicola later on.
We're certainly looking forward to her speech. So you're going to be participating as well? You're one of the speakers?
I am indeed. I'm going to be talking a little bit about Brexit, which has come to curse us all, I have to say, over the last few years. But just to point out that the only way you can stop Brexit is to have done with Brexit, to give it up entirely.
Yep.
And the only safe way for Scotland to do that is to have the right to choose its own future. There's no other safe way to do it. You could put a wee bit of hope that a party elsewhere might be able to achieve something. But what has to happen is we have to have the right to choose. And if we choose independence, then Brexit stops automatically. So that seems to me a bit of a no-brainer.
Yeah. And you're all geared up for a general election.
I think everybody is geared up. I mean, I think my own view was that an election was the only way to break the logjam.
Absolutely.
That you couldn't, in actual fact, allow this to go on much longer. And breaking the logjam gives people a chance to choose. And Scotland has to say that's what we want to do.
Super.
Very definitely.
Mike, thanks very
much. Nice to see you. Cheers.
Thank you.
Cheers.
My next guest on IndiePram podcast is Margaret Ferrier, who's standing for the MP for Rutherglen and
Hamilton West.
What's your impressions of today's rally?
Oh, it's been absolutely fantastic. I mean, I think Nicola's speech there really got the crowd roused, and I liked her message about everybody getting out in the doors over the next few weeks and returning a majority of SNP MPs to Westminster. I think it's going to be really important in the coming year that we have independent supporting voices down in Westminster, and I think we are really going to be the ones to beat, really. I would hope.
Absolutely.
I would hope so. I think after today, and she made the point that obviously we're kind of getting into the winter now. It is darker at nights, it's colder weather.
Yep.
However, what's the prize at the end of it, an independent Scotland that we can leave for generations to come in a good state.
Yeah, and we've got to encourage people to register, those who haven't registered, and also use the postal vote if
there's any problems
with getting out in the bad weather.
Yeah, we've been doing that as well. It's really important because it is the 12th of December. It's going to be dark about 3:30 that day.
Yep.
So you just don't know what the weather's going to be like. So it really is is important, first of all, to register to vote if you're not already on the electoral register. Get yourself signed up for a postal vote, and if you don't want to do that, find someone that you can trust get a proxy vote, get them to go and vote for you.
Yep.
So that's what we're telling people. And lastly, get out in your numbers, because I think that was the issue in 2017. A lot of people became a bit complacent and thought, oh, they'll be fine, and you can't think that way. You actually
that
need
way.
To get out there yeah. and place your vote.
But Margaret, we've got the right message this time. We were counteracting the election in 2017 and saying, no, this is for devolved, non-devolved issues, and we didn't come out and give people the inspiration to come on the door. And that's what I found as an activist, that we couldn't even get activists coming out as well because we were sending the wrong message. It's the right message this time, so I'm sure they'll be counting.
Yeah, no, it is the right message. You're absolutely right about the last time. I think there was a lack of enthusiasm and there was no big message out there. I think this time there is, and it just feels totally different.
Absolutely.
You know, 2.5 years down the line from the 2017, you know, the things have turned again and there's a real change. And I think a lot of it is to do with Brexit as well, and how people are feeling about the way Scotland's been treated over the last 3.5 years by the Conservative government. So I really think that people are up for this fight ahead, and we just ask them, please, you know, don't take things for granted. If you want to return the majority of SNP MPs, you need to go out and actually vote for it.
And as Nicola was talking about, getting the people here, 20,000, if not everyone's a member of the SNP.
No.
But we need people to actually come out and help and canvass.
A big message that I've been giving people on the doors for over the last wee while is the fact that if you want independence, the SNP need to be winning elections, at all elections.
Yeah.
So whether that's local by-elections or whether it's a general election or the Holyrood election, people need to be voting SNP, because if we're not doing well as a party, then obviously the unionist parties will turn around and say, the support for the SNP is waning, the support for independence is tied up with that support for independence, which is growing day by day. I mean, if we look at where we were back in 2012, we started at, 26% of the vote. We're now 50-50.
Yep.
We can do this the next time, we really can, and I think that we will do it the next time. I'm confident that people will see the benefits of an independent Scotland, of being able to rule ourselves and make our own policies, take our own decisions. So I've got real faith that the people will choose yes the next time, and we'll be a full independent Scotland, taking our place in Europe and the rest of the world. So
super. One thing that's close to home for me as an English Scot for Yes is to get the message to the hundreds of thousands of English who've made Scotland home, and sometimes we have difficulty in getting through to them, you know, to realise, you know, you've made Scotland home, vote for Scotland. What would you want your message be?
Well, I think you know, the organisation English Scots for Yes are going to have to play a role in that as well. They really are. I think they're really important, and that they need to get out indoors, and we need to, if we do identify within our constituencies across Scotland people who are not convinced, get them, because sometimes you do hear, you chap a door and the person comes to the door and you tell them who you are and they say, I'm English. And you say, but I don't understand that. Doesn't mean anything. You have made Scotland your home, and you're contributing to Scotland. Surely we want to see. And sometimes it is because they have connections back in England, and they think that we're going to sever those connections and those friendships, and it's not that.
Not at all.
We will still have those friendships. It's like the Republic of Ireland now. They have, you know, that relationship with the UK which they never had before they became independent from the UK. So, you know, we're not going to sever those long-standing connections.
Families,
lots of
friends,
the people in
culture.
Exactly.
The
lots
of friends.
The people in the SNP have got friends and family that are English or were born in England themselves. Some of our ministers in the Scottish government. So it's about choosing our own economic and our own finance. You know, that's what we're wanting to do.
Absolutely.
Make our own decisions about policy and where we spend the money and how we improve people's lives in Scotland.
Yeah, because I've found the experience myself when I've been on the doors, knocking doors, either with MSP or MP, that the reaction when you actually have someone who's English there, or I've been on either an SNP stall or a Yes stall, the reaction when someone's English there is really remarkable. And to try to get more English, Scots to come and help your local groups throughout the whole of the country, from Shetland down to the Mull of Galloway.
Exactly. Well, that's the very point I made when I was at the last rally in Edinburgh, when I spoke to the English Scots for Yes, because I said to them, we need your help, because you are going to find people like that across the country in different constituencies, and you, when they hear your argument saying that you're the same, you were from it, you're English, then they sometimes they take it in a different way. The arguments can be, absolutely, you know, yeah. So I really think they're going to have to play their part more, a bigger part in all of this leading up to it. But we need to encourage European citizens as well.
Absolutely.
And everybody that has made Scotland their home.
Yeah.
And I think Nicola made a very good point, as did Humza and Mike Russell. You know, we are open, we are inclusive, and we want to welcome you. You've made Scotland your home, and we welcome that. We welcome the contribution that you're making. And I think what Humza said was, you know, Glasgow is such a city that has benefited from migration. And, you know, I think obviously he talked about food as well. I mean, if you know, it's everything. It's culture. It's the contribution that people have made that weren't born in Scotland is massive.
Yeah. And because if we can get that a much larger percentage of the folk who've made Scotland home voting, either SNP SNP and Yes, we're over the line.
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of the Europeans, European citizens were scared the last night, the last time to vote Yes, and they were told, if you vote Yes, you'll be out of the EU. Well, look what's happened.
Exactly.
You know, they voted No because they thought they were going to get chucked out of Scotland, because we would be, you know, we'd be out of the EU, and now we've been taken out of the EU anyway, or we will be if we don't stop it.
Yep.
So, you know, if we'd have voted Yes in 2014, we wouldn't have been caught up with all this Brexit chaos anyway. So it's really important. I think I can see people's minds changing from European countries and saying, no, we do think, you know, we would be better. We would be better independent. So hopefully we're winning over these people as well.
And also knocking on the head any thoughts that come up from down south or comments that
exactly.
Wanting independence is anti-English.
Well,
it's absolute nonsense.
And I think, you know, people are not going to be fooled the way they were before.
No.
You know, I don't think they're going to be able to produce a vow.
Yeah.
I think people are a lot wiser now to
well,
to
they've lost the ammunition. They haven't got any ammunition.
Yeah,
they keep on throwing up with things like, you know, oh, you said it was a once in a generation.
That's right, I know. But material circumstances have changed since 2014.
Substantially.
And it's important that we get our right to choose. And again, it's not so much whether you're a Yes voter or a No, it's that question, should we have the choice to vote? And that's where, you know, the Section 30 order comes in, which I'm sure that the Scottish Government and Nicola will be pushing for in the coming weeks and months, that we have that in place to be able to put a referendum to the people in 2020.
Yep.
And we're all hoping that it will be a resounding yes the next
absolutely.
Time.
Absolutely. Margaret, thank you very much, and I wish you all the very
thank
best on the 12th
much.
Of December.
Thank you. I'll be working hard until the 13th to win the seat for Rutherglen and Hamilton West. So, and I wish all the other candidates all the best of luck for the SNP, so we return the majority.
I've got Amy Calland.
Well, Amy's a fantastic candidate. Yeah,
yeah.
She's really working hard and up for the fight ahead. So good luck to Amy and all the rest of our candidates. I hope to see them on the other side on the 13th
absolutely.
Of December.
Thank you. I'm now with Chris Stevens, MP. Chris, what's your thoughts of the rally today?
I thought the rally was good, everyone energised. People want to know clear message. Scotland has a choice to make in the December the 12th, and we need to encourage the people here today to go out and chat doors, to encourage their friends, family, neighbours, workmates, that an independent Scotland is now the only way to go. Britain is broken, and the only way for our future, a good future for ourselves, is independence of Scotland.
Do you think this event has really will help people?
No, I think it has. I think the energy from the event was very good today.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I think people are definitely up for another referendum. It's now our task to make sure that December the 12th we grab that opportunity and force the Westminster parties to give us that Section 30 order so we can get that referendum.
Yeah. What sort of feedback have you had in your own constituency?
My own constituency is out canvassing. It's quite clear that there's buyer's remorse from those who voted no. Obviously, my constituency, the second highest individual number of yes votes in Scotland. And the challenge that we're laying down to our pals in Dundee is to make sure that we're number one.
Absolutely.
And we'll be doing that the next time. But certainly it's quite clear that many people are now very open to the choice of independence and independence in Europe, and not some of the narrow nationalism we see from the Tories in particular.
Yeah. Do you think having the message regarding independence in the manifesto this time is going to make a difference over 2017?
Yes, because I think the mistake we made in 2017 is we re-ran the 2015 election. This time we run a campaign that makes it clear it's now Scotland's choice. And I think that independence has to be a major part of that, and it certainly will be in my material.
Yeah. What's your thoughts regarding the media coverage, and what's your expectations?
On the media coverage? Well, I have very little faith in media, I have to say. But certainly, our job is to bypass the media, and our job is to make sure we're doing that doorstep to doorstep.
Which is what we do on Independence Live.
Correct. Yes. So, yes.
Chris,
and David McGowan's excellent. I know he works hard for Independence Live, and I know the guys in Independence Live do a magnificent job at making sure that we're spreading the message.
Thanks very much indeed, Chris.
Thank you.
Indie Prime, yes, Indie Prime, on Indie Live Radio.